Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, October 13th. Just as Democratic leaders in Congress are trying to pare down their big spending bill, a brand new CNN exclusive poll says Democrats overwhelmingly want the most robust package on social spending and combating climate change. We've got a brand new exclusive CNN poll conducted by SSRS, and we tested sort of Joe Biden's standing with the American public, of course, but really focused in on this Democratic divide as the party tries to get through the president's major legislative agenda items. And what we see inside this poll is that 75% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents in this poll say they want all the safety net spending, that social safety net spending and the agenda items to combat climate change, that's what they want to see. Only 20% of Democrats want fewer proposals to contain the cost so that the total cost of the package is less. So if you think about this in the way that the congressional battle's been playing out every day, it's sort of like 75% of Democrats in this new CNN poll are kind of with Pramila Jayapal and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, if you will. And 20% of Democrats seem to be in the Manchin cinema position when it comes to how large a package they want to see in terms of that Build Back Better plan. However, I think that belies something else that is quite apparent in this poll, and that is the real division inside the Democratic Party, because we asked Democrats whether or not the progressives who are trying for more ambitious policies or the moderates who are trying to contain government spending are doing more to help the Democratic Party overall, right? So asking people to think about which of this is more helpful to the party. And it splits right down the middle, folks. 49% say the progressives who are trying for ambitious policies, they're doing more to help the Democratic Party. 51% say it's the moderates who are trying to contain government spending that are doing more to help the party. And you see a clear generational divide here, too, because among those Democrats, if you look at those that are 45 years old or younger, they really do side with the notion that the progressives are helping the Democratic Party. And if you look at those who are 45 years or older, they clearly side with the notion that moderates are the ones doing more help for the party. This is clearly a divided party just at the moment that congressional leaders and President Biden need to find a path forward to be successful in getting these agenda items passed. As for the president standing with the public, his approval rating in this poll is 50%. It's about where we saw it at the beginning of September after he had that summer slide with the surge of the Delta variant, of course, the very messy withdrawal from Afghanistan, the continued challenges Americans are dealing with economically in this post-COVID economy, and of course, a stalled agenda in Congress. All of that, those headwinds that we've been talking about, that sort of started hitting him mid-August. If you look at an average of the polls, somewhere between 45 and 50%, this poll has him at 50% approval, 49% disapproval. In a very divided country, you might look at that if you're Joe Biden and say, okay, that's not horrendous. And that's true. And it is sort of that 50% mark that the party looks at of like whether or not the president of the party is going to be a drag or a help in a midterm election like next year. But if you look inside, you see that Biden is still upside down with independents, a group he won and that was critical to his victory in winning the White House in 2020. So there is still clearly some work there to do. But I think the most alarming number in this poll for Democrats is that only a quarter of Americans in this poll think they will be better off if Congress passes both of those bills and Joe Biden signs them into law, the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill. 25% better off. That was a stunningly low number to me. To me, it is a clear demonstration that the administration and Democratic leaders in Congress have failed to date in actually explaining to the American people the benefits of this package that they're trying to get through. There's so much debate over a top-line spending number. Democrats have not been able to explain clearly to the American people what's inside these bills and how it will help them. A plurality of Americans, more than 4 in 10, say their lives will be unchanged if these bills are passed. And by the way, again, if you look inside the Democratic Party, 49% of Democrats say their families will be better off, but 45% of Democrats say they'll be about the same. So even within their own party, the president and congressional leadership has a lot of work to do to explain and sell what's actually inside this bill. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.